This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The COVID pandemic has been less like one changed set of circumstances and more like a series of constantly changing circumstances for hospitals, decision makers, and really just about everybody in Michigan. Dr. Joan A. Khaldun is Michigan's chief medical executive. Given this week's pause on the use of Johnson & Johnson vaccines and the constant struggle to control Michigan's exploding infection rates, this seemed like a good day to check in. Dr. Khaldun, welcome.
Thank you for having me back.
Between the surge of COVID cases that the state's been dealing with and this pause now on use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it feels like this is not exactly the best week Michigan has had in the past year. Where does this moment rank for you in terms of the arc of the pandemic?
Well, you know, it certainly is a little bit of a setback, I'll say. I'm certainly concerned that the CDC and FDA are recommending a pause temporarily on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But, you know, I'm still confident. We still have the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. We've gotten more than 5.4 million doses in arms, and we will continue to aggressively move forward with our vaccination efforts.
First off, what should people know at this point if they have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and they have concerns?
Absolutely. So first, let me just say that over 6.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered to date across the United States, 200,000 of those here in Michigan. We are not aware of any of these potential adverse reactions. So this cerebral venous sinus thrombosis and the low platelet counts, we have not heard of any of those responses here in the state of Michigan. So six cases were identified at the national level. They are looking at that data, but it is still very, very rare, six cases out of 6.8 million. Generally, the symptoms occurred within about 6 to 13 days after vaccination. If someone received their vaccine more than 3 or 4 weeks ago, really not something they should be concerned about as far as it being related to this vaccine. That said, anyone who has any concerns, any symptoms, severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, difficulty breathing, should certainly contact their doctor about their symptoms.
So the state's vaccine dashboard notes what you just mentioned, that the number of doses administered of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines is close to 200,000 people in Michigan. And also, we can see from that dashboard that that's a far lower number than the number of Pfizer and Moderna doses that have made it into arms. Now, understanding that we have to figure that Pfizer and Moderna are a two-dose regime and Johnson & Johnson is a single dose and you're done, I figure it that maybe the ratio is something like 25 to 1. There have been, you know, for every one Johnson & Johnson dose, there have been a lot more administered that were made by the other companies. Does that sound correct to you?
Well, yes. As you said, we do have this data on our dashboard. The bulk of our vaccinations since we started this effort in December have been with the Pfizer vaccine, which was available or authorized first, and then the Moderna vaccine as well. So, yes, the bulk of our vaccination efforts across the state and the country, quite frankly, have been with the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. Of course, we are disappointed about the pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We will be awaiting further guidance from the CDC and the FDA in the upcoming days about what they found from those cases, what particular guidance they would give as far as moving forward with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It is possible that this will still be available for use. So I do think this is a bit of a disappointment today, but these rare side effects, again, they're very rare, six cases out of 6.8 million doses. And so I do think that is likely the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will still be part of our vaccines that are available to use. But again, we have to wait and see what the CDC and the FDA tell us.
So again, given the ratio and how much bigger players Pfizer and Moderna are to this point in Michigan's vaccination effort, I mean, is this really a large problem for the state's effort to get everybody vaccinated?
Well, I'm very concerned. Every shot in an arm is one step closer to having someone be immune and for helping us to fight this pandemic back and this surge that we're seeing right now. So of course I'm concerned. We want all vaccines in the state. We are ordering all vaccines that are available to us as they become available. And this is a setback. Of course, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as you said, it's a single dose vaccine. People don't have to come back for a second dose. So for individuals who may be homebound or have more transient living situations, this is certainly an easier vaccine when it comes to administering. But our vaccination efforts will still continue on, and we need to work incredibly hard to get more shots in arms across the state, and I'm pleased with our efforts so far.
Are you worried that this situation with Johnson and Johnson is going to have an adverse effect on the campaign to win over those who were maybe already hesitant about getting vaccinated?
Yes, we're certainly aware that could be the case, but again, it's just really important from a public health standpoint. As a doctor, we just make sure people have the information that they need about these vaccines. There's a robust, very robust national monitoring program in place. 6 out of 6.8 million doses, they actually found that out. They're identifying what the problem may be. They will be giving us more guidance when it comes to what patients and providers should know about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So we will continue to be transparent. We'll make sure we are sharing all the data about all three vaccines with everyone so that they can still make a choice. And hopefully that choice is still to get vaccinated. That is the way we are going to end this pandemic as quickly as possible and help us get out of this surge.
We've talked to a couple of epidemiologists over the past couple of weeks who agree with the CDC that the state should have firmer restrictions, a return to some kind of complete shutdown for a few weeks to allow the vaccine to catch up with the spread of the variant. I want to play something for you that Deborah Fur Holden told us. She's a professor of public health at MSU Flint campus, and she's also director of the Flint Center for Health Equity. And here's what she had to say to us on Monday.
This is the time for us to tighten up because we do have good quality vaccines who would be a game changer. The vaccines would be a game changer, but only if we're able to stop spread.
Dr. Khaldun, what's your reaction to that recommendation?
So I absolutely admire Dr. Verholden. She's one of my friends. So I certainly appreciate that. You know, I think that there are multiple tools in our toolbox right now. Michigan knows how to bring this surge down. I'm in regular communications with the governor, with Director Hertel about policies that would be impactful when it comes to this surge. Vaccines are an important part of bringing the surge down. But again, as the governor and I mentioned in our press conference last week, if we could stop all the gathering, limit or even not for a few weeks, our indoor dining and restaurants, we can pause on the youth sports. Those are the things that I think would help contribute to us bringing that curve down. And I continue to be in regular conversations with the governor and the director about that.
Right. A story emerged last week that a small handful of people who were fully vaccinated in Michigan still contracted COVID-19. This wasn't a surprise. You know, we know that vaccines aren't a suit of armor that completely protects against all forms of illness. There were a couple of hundred people who were hospitalized because of COVID, and there were a couple of folks who died. The headlines may not have provided the full context for comorbidities and other things that were going on in these cases, but they arguably did some damage to public's concerns about this. Do you think there's room in the public dialogue between the administration and Michiganders about risk assessment and taking a look at what is really going to be best for everyone's public health as people think about getting vaccinated?
Absolutely. I mean, we are all in this together. These vaccines are 95% effective. That means that there are going to be some people that do get COVID after they've been vaccinated. So that is not a failure per se. That is something that is expected based on what we saw in the clinical trials. The data that we're seeing, it still shows that a positive a case of COVID-19 after vaccination is still quite rare. And so these vaccines are still effective in preventing COVID-19. But absolutely, I think it's important we all think about each other. That's why We still say after you've been fully vaccinated, it's best practice to wear a mask, wash your hands, as our numbers are surging like they are in the state, of avoiding large gatherings. All of those things are really, really important. And people do need to understand it's not just you. It's about your family members. It's about your neighbor. It's about people they may live with who may be more susceptible to getting severe disease and unfortunately losing their life to COVID-19.
I'm hearing the message that you're optimistic that people will make the right choices about continuing to mask up even after they've been vaccinated. That's in line with the administration's overall message of optimism. At the same time, Michigan has this standing right now as a national hotspot. Is there reason or evidence that can help us feel that optimism in this moment?
You know, I will say there is some optimism. Again, our 5.4 million doses of the vaccines in arms, and quite frankly, the fact that we've got more than two-thirds of Michiganders over the age of 65 who have had at least one dose of the vaccine. And that is why they are not being hospitalized at nearly the rates we're seeing of the younger population who became eligible for the vaccines later on. So vaccines work. We are getting vaccines in arms. I know Johnson & Johnson, a little bit of a setback, but we still have Pfizer and Moderna coming into the state. We are asking for additional vaccines in the state as well, moving vaccines to where there is higher numbers of outbreaks across the state. So I think that there is a reason to be optimistic. We will get through this. This is a very difficult time, but this will end. If we all do our part, we will be able to keep our hospitalizations lower. We will be able to get through this surge. So I am optimistic.
Dr. Jonae Khaldoun is Michigan's chief medical executive. Dr. Khaldoun, thank you so much.
Thank you.